This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Bill from Gig Harbors. Bill, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Bill. Did you know that we have a cheat sheet for the 750 beat Migs? Did you know that?
I did not.
Okay, so the men's room at 440, our beautiful Taryn gives away three answers. So if you listen then, you could have not known three of these answers. Mm-hmm. Because I'm trying to have Steve be brought in down. Because you win way too much.
You know, I mean, I'm sure the players on the Seahawks want to, like, lift up Geno Smith. They're not, like, looking for ways to have him fail.
Yeah.
And I feel like my teammates over here are looking for ways to have me fail.
Well, Danny's not, so you have one on your side.
He's the DK to my Geno Smith.
I'm for the people.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
You're like Russell Wilson.
I don't even know what that means. But somehow we're all still offended.
Yeah, right?
Mr. Unlimited.
For those playing at home, Bill has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm actually 1-1 with Steve. I'm hoping to make it 2-1 today.
Ooh, let's go.
Jinx.
The harvest moon typically occurs in September, but every few years it happens in what other month?
October.
Correct. Who is the current host of the Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
Yes. The handle on Mary Poppins' umbrella is what kind of bird's head?
Pass.
What decade did the Hollywood sign drop the word land from it?
50s, 60s, 70s.
No. Sophie Turner recently got divorced from what Jonas brother?
Pass.
The Golden Girls were Blanche, Rose, Dorothy, and who?
Pass.
Arby's was founded in what Midwest state?
Illinois, Ohio.
Ohio, yes. Farrah Fawcett played Jill Monroe in what 70s TV series?
All in the Family?
No.
Pass.
Fire, Little Black, and Carpenter are all types of what insect?
Ant.
Correct. There are 128 ounces in how many gallons?
One.
Yes. The handle on Mary Poppins' umbrella is what kind of bird's head?
Raven.
No. Bill, right down the middle, you got five correct. And I will say, the three answers that Taryn gave away on the men's room cheat sheet were all ones you got wrong.
Yep. Yesterday at 440. And today at 440, it will be for tomorrow's 750 beat mix.
Yeah. So tune in then. Bill could have done a little better. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
The harvest moon typically occurs in September, but every few years it happens in what other month?
October?
Correct. Who is the current host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
You know it.
Yeah.
The handle on Mary Poppins' umbrella is what kind of bird's head?
Oh, that's so weird. I hope it's dead. A pigeon?
No.
A parrot?
Correct, and yes, it's dead. It's not real. What decade did the Hollywood sign drop the word land from?
Wait, it was a parrot?
It was a parrot.
Oh, yeah. Cool. 50s?
No.
40s?
Correct. Sophie Turner recently got divorced from what Jonas brother?
Joe.
Yes.
That's the only the, John, thank God.
The Golden the Girls brothers. Were Blanche, Rose, Dorothy, and who?
Blanche, Rose, Dorothy.
Sophia.
Yes. Arby's was found in what Midwest state?
I don't know. Illinois.
No.
Nebraska.
No.
I don't even know if these are Midwest. North Dakota.
No. Farrah Fawcett played Jill Monroe in what 70s TV series?
Charlie's Angels.
Correct. Fire, Little Black, and Carpenter, all types of what insect?
Ants.
Yes. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-5. Sorry, Bill.
Today's just not my day.
You know what? Maybe a different day will be your day.
But it was my
Mr. day. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited, baby.
Ew. Yeah, I thought you were Gino, not Russell.
I just like using that drop.
It is pretty amazing.
But you're right. I believe you guys are trying to write me.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back. Let's go.
Let's go.
Arby's was founded in, Bill got this correct, Ohio.
Ohio.
And one you didn't get to, there are 128 ounces and how many gallons?
One?
Yes.
Did you ask the Arby's question? Because that's the closest you could get to talking like a pirate.
Arby's.
Yes, I completely did this on purpose. I'm so glad you caught that.
Just talk like a pirate day.
Arby's. Congrats, Steve. I don't know how you keep winning, but you do.
Thank you.
He pulls those answers out of somewhere special.
His brain.
Check out the new Daily Migs t-shirt in the Rock Shop. My girlfriend Carly wore one to my house over the weekend, and I got so excited. If you grew up loving Beavis and Butthead, you will love this shirt. And we got to give some big credit to our artist, Justin Hunt, for making the design.
So for all the rockaholics that just want to randomly show up to Taryn's house, because it seems like anybody can just show up to her house, buy the Beavis and Butthead inspired t-shirt first, and then show up.
You'll be welcome through the front door.
I am the great Cornholio. I need teepee for my bunghole.
You can get your very own Daily Migs Beavis and Butthead inspired shirt at KISW.com. There was one song I was singing a lot over the weekends. Fight, fight, fight for Washington State.
Okay.
Win the victory. Because the Cougs beat the Huskies in the Apple Cup. And a Coug legend was... A Coug legend was watching the game from the sidelines. It wasn't me.
Okay.
M. Christo Bruce is going to join us.
MK, one of the coolest dudes. Do you mind? Can I get your permission? Can I embarrass you?
Right now?
No, when we get MK on the phone.
Okay.
I'm panicking. Are you sure?
Now I'm panicking.
Okay, good.
We're going to talk to MK after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, you probably know by now that I am a proud graduate of Washington State University.
Oh,
and everywhere,
shocking.
Everywhere we go as a show, I'm always throwing out the Go Cougs to anyone I see wearing Coug gear.
Because like the cult of Cougs, everywhere we go, you see the crimson. Right, crimson and gray?
Crimson and gray, baby.
All right, yes.
And there's someone we got on the phone right now that I'm so excited to talk to on the heels of our Apple Cup victory over the weekend. And that is M. Christo Bruce. Good morning, MK.
What's going on, guys?
Go Cougs!
Dude, so
go
good.
Go Cougs all day, every day.
Dude, I saw you on the sidelines, and I've known MK for a while, and I always love talking to you, man. And I mean, not only are you a Coug legend, but you played in the NFL. You're a top mortgage loan officer now. You're a pilot. You're an awesome dad and husband, too, most importantly. But I was like, we got to get you on because Taryn's a massive Cougs fan. She went to WSU.
Come on.
And before we start anything, I want to get your opinion on her singing abilities.
Oh, God.
Because she posted this on her Instagram page. I want to see what you think of her Coug fandom right here. So what do you think? Did she do a good job?
Listen, man, it's all about the enthusiasm you put into it, and the girl had the enthusiasm.
Let's go.
Cougs, baby. And I was singing that song a lot on Saturday because, you know, we were scoring. It was awesome.
Listen, guys, I'm telling you right now, like anybody that's out there, like you just want to see a good Apple Cup. It doesn't matter. You know, no one wants to see a blowout. You want to see just a fight to the end. And it comes down last year, there was a guy named Michael Penix Jr. I'm so glad he's not here this year playing against us. But you know, it came down to like kind of the last plays last year, same thing this year. And it was like, if anybody was in that stadium, it was absolutely rocking. It was crazy. There was so much purple. There was so much crimson. It was just a great atmosphere for sure.
And you were on the sidelines the whole time. That had to be just, I mean, obviously you played with the team. You were one of the best players for them back in the day. I mean, is it weird watching now as a bystander, just sitting there and absorbing it that way?
It's totally different. So I'll tell you right now, like when I'm coming out, I was coming out of the tunnel, walking on the field, and it's like, even to this day, I mean, I haven't played in 20 plus years. I got the goosebumps. So I'm like, I'm feeling it, you know, I'm walking on the sideline and I'm just like, oh my God, I just want to give me one more snap. I'm thinking, and then my knee just started aching as soon as I said that. I was like, okay, maybe not.
Let me hit one more guy. Let me hit him.
Let me hit somebody. But I'm down in the end zone and I'm looking at the game, and it was just like, you just saw the sea of fans out there, and you know, you have those like old memories rushing. And I was like, I looked back at my wife and I was like, babe, something's about to happen. I just felt it. And then that's when Mateer had that third and long QB draw, and then he literally jumped over the pylon while I was standing right there. I was like, this is amazing. It was awesome.
Yeah, I saw like some of my wife's family. They ended up on the field too. I think everyone like rushed the field. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was pure pandemonium.
We're talking with MK Bruce, Washington State Cougar. And a question for you. So I know when you were there, we were there about the same time. I think we maybe at that time had like two Apple Cup victories and two Apple Cup losses during your tenure. Yep. What was probably your favorite Apple Cup memory from back when you were playing?
One of my favorite ones is we came over to Husky Stadium and we won. Trandon Harvey bubble pass to the left. He goes and scores. And, you know, we rushed the field and there's flags everywhere. People run around. It was like, it was just so surreal because I'm from this area and just growing up and, you know, all the back and forth and having to listen to Husky fans and all this stuff. I was like, enough is enough. And we ended up getting the victory. And I laid my head down at night and slept very well after that one.
Absolutely.
Hey, MK, this might be a stupid question because, I mean, you played in front of thousands upon thousands of people. It's got to be a little nerve-wracking. But what is more nerve-wracking? Because now you're a pilot as well. Is it nerve-wracking to land a plane or play in front of that many people? Which is crazier for you?
Man, you know what? So you do so much training on if things go wrong when you're flying. And I'll tell you, like, landing for the first time in Pullman, like, I have all this nostalgia. I'm flying over the stadium. You know, you have to find this little runway in the middle of a field and buildings. And all of that, you're just locked in. But I think, man, even the same thing. When you're on the field, I'm telling you, honestly, like everything goes away. Like when you first come out on the field before they call the play, uh-huh. I mean, you see the fans everywhere. But as soon as they put your hand in the dirt and get ready for them to snap the ball, like you don't even see anybody. It's just you one-on-one playing. So
does it get like quiet for you too? Like, is it like almost like the noise is just blocked out?
Everything. Like it's like almost like tunnel vision. Like you don't hear anything. You don't see anything until you like make a play and get a tackle. Like there's no high in the world that can ever touch, you know, a third and long sack and then looking up at the crowd as they go crazy like, oh, I want that back. You know?
And Christo, with everything that's been going on, obviously with the Pac-12, you know, there's a lot of people that have opinions about should the Apple Cup continue, and, you know, it was a little weird being played in September, but, you know, what's kind of your take on this tradition? Do we throw it away or do you think we keep it going?
Man, the thing that actually like gets my blood boiling is like people even saying throw the game away. It's like, how can you do that with so much history and so much prestige like around this game and what it means to the people, right? So there's some people that maybe don't care, but think about all the people that grew up in this area. As you're elementary school and you're like, you wear your Cougar stuff or your Husky stuff to school and you have that rivalry, how can you throw that away, right? So I personally like it earlier in the year. You don't have everybody beat up. It's not dreary and cold and wet, you know. It's a like, you know, you're playing your best on best. You have your best of your teams playing right away, you know? So I personally love it. I don't love what happened to the league. But again, hopefully we get a couple, you know, big time schools that come over and beef it back up again.
And I got to ask you, because you did play for the Miami Dolphins, but you're from here. Who are you rooting for this weekend with the Seahawks taking on the Dolphins?
And Seahawks all day. I'm a hometown
kid. Let's go.
For sure. Hometown kid. I love what Geno's doing. I love Coach Mike's doing. I mean, they have this young team, and if you look at the standings everywhere, they're saying that the Seahawks are ranked, you know, 21st or 23rd and all this craziness. I think the Seahawks are going to do very well this year.
All right, MK, thank you so much for joining us and chatting about the Apple Cup. The Cougs are going to be playing in Pullman tomorrow night. 3-0 so far. Let's make it 4-0.
Are you flying over there?
I'm flying over tomorrow. I'll be landing in Pullman. I'm just throwing it out there that the Cougs have won every game I'm flown to. So
I'm going to keep this tradition going. Absolutely. Thanks for being the good luck charm, MK.
All right, go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Take care, MK.
Jane's Addiction canceled the rest of their tour, Rockaholics, and it looks like the band has maybe even broken up. And people online, of course, have plenty to say about all of this, so we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Jane's Addiction has canceled their remaining tour dates following the incident we all got to watch online.
Oh, yes.
Where Perry Farrell assaulted Dave Navarro during a show in Boston. He had to be restrained by like three guys. It was crazy. So Perry ended up apologizing online, expressed a lot of regret for his actions, said it had been a difficult weekend. He was going to take full responsibility for what happened. And then the remaining bandmates issued that big apology to fans like, hey, we're not going to be able to do this. We have a concern about Perry's behavior,
his mental health, and also I think Dave Navarro posted on his social media accounts where it made it, I mean, subtle but not so subtle, saying I'm done, and yeah. I think the band is done. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get back together again. I mean, dollar signs will change some things, and maybe put like Perry in his own little room.
Yeah,
so that way he can't attack people.
Sometimes they put drummers behind a thing, you know.
Put him in a plexiglass enclosure.
So they said that canceling the tour was a necessary, you know, situation for everyone's safety involved. And then they're very heartbroken over the entire situation and hoping that Perry will get the help that he needs. So, of course, everyone and their mother has an opinion about this on social media. And we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we found a few of these posts. We sent them to our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, and said, hey, pick out some of your favorite that just illustrate how people lose their mind over sometimes stuff that just really doesn't concern them or the dumbest stuff possible. And reenact it however you want. And he did just that. Are you ready for the first comment about Jane's Addiction? Pretty much calling it a day.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I know two songs by Jane's Addiction. Being caught stealing and whatever the f*** that other song is.
They had more than two hits.
That's pretty funny, though.
I do love that one song by them called
whatever the f*** that other song is.
They need to write a song just called that.
Oh, no. It just, what a bummer though, because that was such a highly anticipated, you know, reuniting. And so this, it just sucks that it ended like this.
My first thought was, I'm glad I got to see them live, but I was bummed because I was looking forward to seeing this concert because it would have been the original four members. When I saw them live, I think it was at the WAMU Theater, and Flea, which was still freaking cool.
Hell yeah.
Flea filled in on bass, which was awesome because he played in the band for a half. Mm-hmm. It's weird how the Chili Peppers and Jane's Addiction have kind of almost been like this incestuous thing going on, like where members join other bands and fill in when other members aren't available. But to see Eric Avery on bass, mm-hmm. that would have been really freaking cool. I don't think it's going to happen now.
Nah.
And unfortunately, we'll not get to hear that one song of theirs.
Whatever the f*** that other song is.
Okay, here's our next comment about Jane's Addiction calling it quits and the big fight that happened, fight in quotation marks, between Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro.
See, he said
said he was sorry. It's all better.
Now, do you think he actually apologized to the members personally, or did he just put out a statement on social media and said, well, that's my apology?
I feel like it's probably the latter at this point. You know, I think they're probably letting some cooler heads prevail right now.
I got to say, his wife posted something strange. I don't pay attention to stuff, but the articles show up and then they quote her. Not that I even follow her, but Perry Farrell's wife, and basically saying she gave an explanation why it happened. He was having issues with his sound and his voice. And I guess the band was also kind of sick of him doing his like little weird ramblings, his drunken ramblings. So they were kind of blowing by the parts where he would usually do those. And I think that pissed him off as well. But she said nothing but good things about how Dave Navarro handled it, like with pure class, and he did. I mean, he could have easily just punched him back, and I don't think anyone would have been like, well, you kind of deserved it.
Well, I also saw that she said Perry only ever drinks like a third of a bottle of wine, and I was like, well, that's not my story. I always drink more than a third of a bottle of wine.
He had more than just a third of a bottle of wine. But then she didn't have anything nice to say about Eric Avery, the bassist. I don't know if you saw the video.
Yeah.
So when the security grabs him, Eric is like the walking definition of I'm sick of this guy's ass. He pulls him into a headlock and just starts punching Perry in the gut. And you're like, what are you doing? Like, I think he finally hit his breaking point. He's I'm just sick of you, man. And I quit this band a long time ago because of this, and now I'm going to give you some gut shots. Here's another comment.
Perry punching Dave? That's their first hit in 33 years.
I mean,
About the one hit.
Whatever the f*** that other song is.
We did listen to one of their new songs, though, remember?
Uh-huh.
We said, that doesn't sound anything like Jane's Addiction.
Well, I thought the band sounded great, but his voice sounded different.
Very different.
Like, you could tell, like, years of singing have definitely taken its toll, and years of other stuff as well.
For sure.
They just released another song. Not as good as the first song that they released, though. Mm. I don't know. Are they going to put out the record? Or do you just kind of shelf it?
That's a little cash grab, you know?
I mean, there are probably people that would be interested in hearing it.
Did anybody just try yelling, stop?
See, that's one of their other hits that the guy didn't know.
LOL.
Yeah, LOL. Okay, we got one more comment about Jane's Addiction calling it a day in the big fight between Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro.
Oasis currently thinking, hold my beer, Barry.
Yeah, I did see a lot of people like, this is just a preview of what's going to happen with Oasis.
I want to see it. Actually, yeah. I mean, I don't really want to see it. But if it was going to happen, I would want to be there.
I'll be honest. There was nothing more sad than seeing guys pushing 60.
Mm.
Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, having a meltdown on stage. Like, aren't we past that, guys?
Nope.
Apparently not.
Not Perry. Not Perry whatsoever. He just... There were moments, too, when you watched that. Like, I don't know if you watched the longer clips that were out there.
Mm-hmm.
In the longer clips, like, he just looked like he was struggling, man.
Yeah.
And then there was that one point where even Dave walked up to him while Dave is playing, not even missing a note, and did the come with me kind of a thing, like, get off the microphone. And Perry just kind of looked at him confused.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Steve Miggs, have you ever been denied an autograph?
I've been denied pictures.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so bitter about Corey Taylor not giving me an autograph or a selfie. Either one.
He didn't give you an autograph?
Or a selfie.
I knew he didn't give you the selfie. I don't blame him for that, but
I'm not bitter at all.
No.
Well, there's a fan that came up with the greatest and most surefire way to get an autograph from a celebrity. You're going to hear what he did during What's Trending after Van Halen.
The Daily Miggs Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just waking up, you're getting your day going, you're sipping your coffee, and you're trying to keep up on pop culture. And that is a wild world, my friends. So we are here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Miggs Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Dwayne Johnson recently shared a very touching moment on Instagram, and this featured his encounter with a fan named Johnny. Inspired by The Rock, Johnny went and lost 60 pounds.
Okay.
And in this video, it shows a heartfelt meeting at a skincare and grooming event.
Wanted to say thank you very much. You inspired me to lose 60 pounds since January, and there's nothing more to me than what you do. I think that you're awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Tell me about your journey.
Every day, running, hitting the weights.
Yeah.
I know I don't look. I used to look bigger, but I definitely slimmed back down. But, man, listening to you every day, listening to other people, but you are the most inspiring to me. I have all your gear. I love everything. I want to say thank you so much. Is there any way I could take a photo with you?
do it. Of course, man. Let's do it.
It's his birthday tomorrow, too.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Happy Ready? Birthday, man. One, two, three.
Okay, so mental note. I don't care who I'm talking to. If I want to get a picture, I'm going to say that they're the reason why I lost a bunch of weight. I don't even care if I'm talking to Jelly Roll. I'm going to be like, dude, you inspired me, man. Because that worked like a charm.
Oh, yeah. He lit up like a candle. That
Did
was
you hear
awesome.
The Rock? He's just like, yeah, of course I'll take a picture. You just said the nicest stuff. The best part about this, you said it was a skincare play. It was the Rock's company. Yeah. That it's Papa Tui.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like his new like tattoo skin cream and also like, you know, like moisturizing creams and all these different like soaps and stuff. So of course it's happening at his event. He has this guy. It's a great way for him to promote. He should have given him some product, maybe some Terramana tequila for his birthday too.
He should send you some product, actually.
That'd be nice. I'll take it.
I mean, I'm noticing that you're not using his creams.
No, it's my tattoos are very dry. They need some
rock.
It's available at Target.
Is it really?
Yeah. God, have you not been to Target and seen that giant ass The Rock cardboard cutout with his Papa Tui?
No. Oh, you have to find that.
Must be just Danny and I. We're big fans.
Nerds.
I just love that worked like so easily for that guy. I mean, I think it was heartfelt.
Oh,
but
for sure.
You could probably say that to anyone. If you just said, like, you changed my life, can I have a picture? If they said no, they'd be the biggest douche.
That's what I said to Corey Taylor when he turned me down. No, that's not what I said.
And also, it was cool that The Rock was like, hey, what did you do? Like, I mean, just to give him a little bit of a moment.
For
whether
sure.
or not he's hamming it up for the camera, I know some people in the comments are saying that. But regardless, he created a moment with this fan and took the time to even just ask him a question as well. That only took like 10 more seconds of his day. But I'm sure that's a memory that's going to last forever for this Johnny kid. Now, David Letterman, he's got a memory that's going to last forever because I just love this. He got summoned for jury duty. And apparently, he's pretty excited about it. Somebody, it's probably some paparazzi person, found him walking out of the courthouse and asked him some questions about his jury duty experience so far. And here's David Letterman talking about it.
How are you enjoying jury duty?
Well, it's a great process to be a part of, and I'm excited about it.
I love that for you. How much longer do you have?
Until Labor Day.
No way. That's a long time.
I think he got it confused with Columbus Day.
Oh.
Because Labor Day just happened.
Oh,
and that's the case. Or he's just effing with the woman. If that's the case, that's another year.
Oh, boy.
Now, I don't want to ever do jury duty, right?
You've never done it in your life?
No, thankfully. Like, the instances where I had to, I didn't get to do it, and so I've been thankful of that. But if you're retired and you got nothing, and now watch it jinx myself, I'm going to get the letter tomorrow.
Steve, it's very empowering to do your civic duty.
Yeah, let the people who want to do their civic duty do it. I don't want to do my civic duty. I want to go to work and make a living.
Wow. Also, that reporter just sounded like Sarah, too. I love that for you. I was like, you love jury duty for him?
What? He's old. He's got nothing else going on. He's got a Netflix show that he does from time to time.
I totally thought the same thing. But I was also, I'm not retired and I'm not old. I'm young and thriving. And I still had a great time at jury duty. So there are people like me, but I feel like we're very, very, very few.
Yeah, but let the very the small group, and I don't think it's that small. I think there's a lot of people who do enjoy the process. Let them do the jury duty. I mean, David Letterman and Sarah. Oh, I feel bad for whoever's on trial. But let them do it.
Oh yeah, my people on my little jury did not like me. I was very, very annoying. Because I was the only one that was excited about it.
Now, if I'm retired, I got nothing to do in the day, and I just wanted a reason to get out of the house, jury duty sounds like a blast.
You know what else sounds like a blast? Beating Steve.
That's right.
And I believe, do we have a special guest playing Beat Migs this morning? We have Thrill coming in.
From the men's room.
To try to take you down. And he's pretty good with the big dummy questions, so I think I'm already going to put my money on Thrill. Steve, by the way, your record is 264 wins, 74 losses, and 18 ties in 2024. And because Thrill lost at fantasy football this week, he's going to take you on.
That's the punishment.
We're going to play Beat Migs at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.